Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulein Mishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Brachos. We're back in the very first parak of Shas, and we are continuing with Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So the Mishnah tells us, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai tells us as follows, Ba'erev, when you say Kriyashma at nighttime, Kol Adam Yatu, everyone should lay down on their side, Vikru, and then reach Shema, as one would do as he's lying down. Ba'boker, and during the day, when you say Shema in the morning, Yamodu, you should stand up. Shenamar B'shach B'chov Kumecha. We're told that, according to Beishamai, you have to read, this is an instruction, you should read Kriyashma lying down, and you should read Kriyashma standing up, at nighttime lying down, and during the daytime standing up. Beis Hillel Omrim, and Beis Hillel comes along and they say, no, Kol Adam Kori Kedarko, whether you're doing it by day or by night, you can read Kriyashma in the way that you normally do, Shenem Arvelach Techavaderech, just like as a person goes on the road by himself, right, and at whatever pace he moves, so too over here. So Imkein Lamanem Ar B'Shach B'Chov Kumecha, so if that's the case, why do we say B'Shach B'Chov It should be at the time where people lie down and at the time that people stand up. So Rabbi Tarfon, so Rabbi Tarfon says, Ani Ayisi Baba Derech, once I was traveling on the road, Vitesi Likros Kedivri Beis Shammai, and I leaned over like Beis Shammai, Visikanti Atzmi Bifnei Alistim, and then I put myself in great danger, because here I was lying on the side of the road, and the people were going to come and rob me in the process. So I was living in danger. So Amr Lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Tarfon, Kedai Ayisa Lachub Ba'atzmacha. Yeah, you certainly you should have been guilty, you could have paid by your life. Shavart al Dibri Beis Hillel, right? You should have listened to the words of Beis Hillel, and in order to follow Beis Shammai to be crazy Machmir, you turned around in the other way and went in the other ways. In fact, Yerushalmi goes so far and say, look, if you would have said Kriyashma at all, you wouldn't have violated an Aseh, but now that you leaned over like Beis Shammai, you were Mechuyav Misa, how does that make sense? So again, the Vilna Gaon comes along over here and explains that where Beis Shammai was Machmir, Beis Hillel was Mekil, a person has a choice to be Machmir. But over here, it's not a question of Kula and a Chumra, it's a question of ignoring one and going after the other. And when it comes to those situations, we are supposed to follow Beis Hillel in these situations. And when you don't do that, you're not following normative halacha. And in that situation, you're chayev in that situation. Bashachar, in the morning, when we say Kriyashma, we prepare, we say Mevarech Shtayim Lefaneh Bachas Lacharea. We make two brachos beforehand. What are the two brachos? The one that begins Yotzer Or Avarech Hoshech and ends with Yotzer Ma'oros. That's called a bracha Arucha, because it opens with and closes with a baruch. And we make one after that, which begins with Ava Rabba and ends with the bracha Abocher Bamo Yisrael B'Yava. Uva'erev Shtayim, and at night time, you also make two brachos, Lifaneha, Hamariv Aravim, which begins with a baruch and ends with a baruch, and then also Abbas Olam, which ends, Oev Amo Yisrael, Ushtayim Lachareah, and at night time we don't have one bracha afterwards, we have two brachos afterwards. The first one begins, Vemuna Kozos, and ends, Goal Yisrael, and the second one begins with Hashkivenu and ends Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad. So Achas Arucha v'Achas Kitzara, right? One is long and one is short. So Malkum Shomer L'Harech Ein Roshay L'Katzer, right? Where we're told to make a Bracha Arucha, you can't go ahead and just choose to do a shorter one. And L'Katzer, where Chazal said you should do it short, Ein Roshay L'Harech, you don't have a choice to change and do it longer. Lachzom, where we're told that a person is supposed to finish with a baruch, ein rashai shelo lachtom. You don't have a right to end without saying baruch at the end of the bracha. At the end of the bracha, shelo lachtom, ein rashai lachtom. And we're not told to close out the brachos, right? Like baruch pri eitz and berachas hamitzvos. So you don't have a right to stop and close up with a bracha. Okay, so those are the two Mishnayos of the day. Since there are not so many things over here, that is to say, when we're told Shalo Lachtom, Eino Rashai Lachtom, so it means over here that what? That there aren't so many in Yanim, the beginning of the bracha is the end of the bracha, so adding to it is a halachic difficulty. We'll close up over here, and Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, wonderful day.